Om Shanti, very good evening everyone. So welcome to another beautiful session this evening. And as you all know, our dear, beloved, respected brother, Akam Prakash Bhaiji, very good evening and very warm welcome. Any one of you here who do not know Akam Prakash Bhai? There are many new ones, so a couple of you. Okay. I will introduce Akam Bhai for the information of some of you who do not know him, but most of us do know this very beloved, loving brother. Brother Akam Prakash had been in this knowledge for nearly 50 years. He first came to the Brahma Kumaris in 1937. Immediately upon his graduation from Nagpur University in 1937, and he graduated with a gold medal in the Master in Chemistry. So he is a brilliant student, a great yogi, and our very senior brother. In that very year, he surrendered to the Brahma Kumaris World University. So now it's nearly 50 years, Akam Bhai? 50 years, wow. Some of us are not even 50 years, right? I'm older, of course. Some of us are not even 50 years. And Akam Bhai has traveled widely all over the world, some 70 countries, and of course in every state in India. And he is the head of the youth wing in Madhuban, of the youth wing. And when we come to Baba, three words that we are very familiar with. Baba, Muli, and one more thing. Baba, Muli, and one more thing when you first come to Madhuban or in any center. Toli, yes. And he is our dear Toli brother. He takes care of the Toli department in the three campuses here, Pandabhavan, Gyan Sarovar, as well as Shantivan. So you can imagine, very busy brother, but yet a very powerful yogi. What else can I tell about you? Yeah, anyway, let us give him a very warm welcome, a big round of applause. Thank you, brother. And the topic he's going to speak on, something that is close to all our heart, is the method for powerful remembrance. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Method for powerful remembrance. The need of this time is a powerful remembrance of Baba. We are practicing every day in morning and evening yoga. But sometimes we observe the traces of vices in our practical life. Now, if we really, really need to finish all the stresses of vices, for that, powerful remembrance is very necessary. Baba has said, the time of having ordinary yoga is already over. This is the time of experiencing really, really powerful yoga, powerful remembrance. Because on one hand, we have to burn the sins of our past birth. And on the other hand, we must have lots of collection of powers. Our treasure store of our powers must be full, so that we would be able to do the service through the mind. We are all ancestor souls. We need to sustain all the leaves of this kalpa tree, all the souls of this kalpa tree. And for that, we must have lots of powers with the self. And that can be possible by having powerful remembrance. In 86, we Madhuban Nivasi were meeting Bab Dada in meditation hall. We asked one question. Baba, how do we know my remembrance is really powerful or not? What are the signs of powerful remembrance? Baba has said, there are two signs of powerful remembrance. When we are having powerful remembrance, on one hand, we experience that remembrance or yoga as a fire. And in that fire, our sins are burning away. On one hand, we are experiencing this. And on the other hand, we experience lightness and happiness. Why lightness? Because the burden of our sins is going away, finishing. That's why we start experiencing lightness. Why happiness? Because we are progressing, moving forward towards our destination of perfection. That's why we experience happiness. These are the two signs of powerful remembrance. In every Murli, Baba used to say, remember me, remember me, remember me. Don't remember anybody else. Why, Baba? This is my question. Why? The secret of that is, there is a law. The energy is always moving from higher point to lower points. Baba is the only source of spiritual energy. When we remember Baba, then only we receive energy. And when we remember any physical being or physical things, we lose energy. This is not the time of losing energy. This is the time of receiving energy, charging this battery of the soul. That is why we must keep on remembering Baba every second. every second of this confluence age is saying that have a sick hand with Baba. The hand of intellect must be in the hand of intellect Baba. Baba is the most well-wisher of ourself. Baba has always the good wishes for us. My every child must be full with all the treasures of powers. Now, method for powerful remembrance. If we really would have powerful remembrance, we need to work sincerely on this 5 aspect. There is a guarantee your remembrance would be powerful gradually and gradually. First aspect. For having powerful remembrance, we need deep and powerful experience of soul consciousness. Deep and powerful experience of soul consciousness. What does it mean? Deep soul conscious stage means in solitude, we must visualize ourselves as a point of light with the eye of our intellect. And the percentage of visualization must increase gradually and gradually. Deep soul conscious state means 70-80% of soul consciousness, awareness of soul consciousness, and there may be 20-30% of body consciousness. And powerful soul consciousness means I am not only a soul, but I am a powerful soul. I am Master Almighty Soul. When we are having powerful soul conscious stage, the voltage of this soul bulb would be maximum. And because of that, we can absorb tremendous power, unlimited power from the powerhouse Baba. By the result of that, we can experience powerful meditation, powerful yoga. That is why we must practice soul consciousness a lot. You are all in Madhuban. Madhuban is the most powerful place on this earth, on this planet. On this place you can get any type of the experience, whatever you want. That is why sit in solitude and visualize clearly the real consciousness. Let us have powerful meditation.
आज है सब मोहताज योग लगा कर पाप मिटा ले स्वर्ग सजा ले तू आज काम क्रोध मद लोभ मोह वश आज है सब मोहताज योग लगा कर पाप मिटा ले स्वर्ग सजा ले तू आज
in this world is just a tiny and shining point of divine light. And whenever you are looking at others, you must visualize sparkling star on every forehead. Soul conscious vision. Second aspect. For having powerful remembrance, we need to have deep and powerful experience of God consciousness. Deep and powerful experience of God consciousness. By saying Baba, we made him ordinary. He is my Baba, he is my father. But who is he? He is almighty authority. He is the highest of high. No one is beyond that authority. Whole world is in his grip. He is a point of light. As a soul is a point of light. But in that point of light, there are 7 oceans are already merged. He is an ocean of purity, ocean of peace, ocean of bliss, ocean of power, ocean of knowledge. He is an ocean of 7 things. Just think how powerful he would be. That is why on the path of devotion, the people praise him as a son. This son, worldly son, is because of the 2 reasons. He has 2 special qualities. First quality, This sun is unlimited source of physical energy, always radiating physical energy in this universe. And second quality, this sunlight has burning capacity. After rainy season, when there is a mud and dirt, bad smell, when the sunlight is falling on the earth, all the dirt is finishing, all the germs of killing. His light has the capacity of destroying, burning capacity. In the same way, Baba is also Son of Knowledge. It means He is unlimited source of spiritual energy. And second quality, when we are having yoga, when His light is falling on the soul, all the dirts, all the germs of vices are killing, finishing, and soul is becoming clean and pure like gold. This sun is radiating light only in one world. But Baba is the Son of Knowledge. His light is spreading, radiating throughout the three worlds. You just think how powerful Baba is. What I mean to say, we must visualize Baba's powerful form in soul world. What is accurate remembrance? Baba has said that accurate remembrance means remember the soul world and remember me in soul world. Accurate remembrance means visualizing Baba in soul world, and I, the soul, is sitting in front of Baba, and I am visualizing Baba with the eye of my intellect, and my mind is chanting the mantra of Manmanabhava. This is accurate remembrance. But for powerful remembrance, we must visualize Baba's powerful form. On the path of devotion, when Arjuna had the vision of God, he was describing the form of God is very powerful. It's powerful than thousands and thousand times of this physical sun. This sun is a creation of that Son of Knowledge, Baba. He can create many suns like this. We must visualize powerful Baba's form deeply, means very closely. How Baba's form is, how Baba's mind is, always creating pure thought, powerful thought. How Baba's mind, intellect is very pure, broad and clean. And Baba's samskars, gentle samskar. Baba's personality is really wonderful personality. Visualize deeply and closely. And experience His power. I am receiving the shower of powerful rays constantly over me. As much we are recognizing Baba, that much we are transferring our love towards Baba. For having powerful meditation, powerful remembrance, the love for Baba must increase gradually and gradually. We must focus our full love towards Baba. We must experience Baba as my whole world. In this confluence age, my love is only for Baba. I don't want to share my true heartly love with anybody, any physical being or any physical things. We must have that realization. For having powerful remembrance, we must have lots of love in our heart. Our heart must overflow with godly love. And for that, we need to have five realization. In this confluence age, if we really would like to share our true heartly love with Baba, we need to have five realization. First realization. Only God's love is reliable love. Trustworthy love. Human love is not reliable love. Second thing, only God's love is unconditional and uncomplicated love. Human love has lots of complications and lots of conditions. Third aspect, only God's love is everlasting love and unlimited love. And fourth realization, only God's love can purify the soul and can uplift the soul. The body, human being body is also impure, made by impure elements, and soul is also impure. That's why by sharing love with the souls, with the soul also can become impure. Only God's love can purify the soul. And fifth aspect, only God's love is taking us towards the holiest and highest place, soul world. Top quality souls are always staying on top floor. These are the five realizations. If we realize these five things, then definitely we would transfer our true heartly love towards Baba only. Because love is the most powerful magnetic power in this world. Because of the love, we can experience combined stage with Baba. On one hand, Baba is ocean of love, and on the other hand, He is ocean of power also. When we experience loveful stage, that loveful stage easily can transfer in a powerful stage, and we can experience powerful remembrance. That is why we must get lost in godly love. We must deeply lost in the ocean of love, Baba. Gradually and gradually, love for Baba should increase in our heart. We must stand on this world globe and we must check, is there any place or is there any physical being where my intellect is going often and often? We must check that. And if there is any place where my intellect is going there, we must check it and change it. We must transfer our intellect towards Baba. Because Baba is a contractor of spiritual love. We have lots of accounts, negative accounts, positive accounts with many souls. Because we play 84 birth role. We are sitting at the end of this cycle. But for finishing this all karmic account, we must use the power of yoga and power of knowledge. And we must finish that account. And we must experience Baba as my whole world. Then only we would have the experience of powerful meditation. This is a third aspect. And fourth aspect is, for having powerful remembrance, our mind and intellect must be full with joy, full with happiness, and full with intoxication. In yoga, in remembrance, our mind and intellect, these two powers are playing prominent role. And when our mind and intellect is full with joy and full with happiness, then we are getting wonderful experiences, extraordinary experiences in remembrance in yoga. What is yoga? Yoga means having the meeting with God, having the appointment with the highest authority. And when we are having the appointment with highest authority, our mind must be very intoxicated, full with happiness. If you are getting the appointment of meeting the president or prime minister of your country, you would be very happy. Oh, today I am going to meet the prime minister or president of my country. Your mind and intellect would be very happy. Baba is a prime minister of the three world, not only one country. Please clap for me. He is a prime minister of the three world. He is not an ordinary personality. That is why when we are sitting for remembering Him, our mind and intellect must be full with joy and full with happiness and full with intoxication. But for that, what we have to do? We must maintain self-respect throughout the day. Keep on sitting on the throne of self-respect. We are all the souls are very royal souls, gentle souls. We are going to become king of king or queen of queen. Not a single soul in this gathering is an ordinary soul. Very special soul. But for experiencing that extraordinary thing, we must keep on sitting on the throne of self-respect. I am a soul, but I am a very special soul. I am an ancestor soul. Self and respect must be together. Then only we can experience happiness and intoxication all the time. By the result of that, we can have powerful remembrance easily. We must not lose our happiness no matter what situation, no matter what problem is coming in front of us. But we must experience unlimited happiness. Baba has said that if you lose your body, doesn't matter. But you must not lose your happiness. Why this is so much important? Because if we maintain happiness, we can carry the sanskars or happiness with us, and on that basis we can get very good birth in a very royal family, gentle family, because of that sanskar. That is why we must maintain our happiness all the time for having powerful remembrance. And fifth aspect. For having powerful remembrance, there must be full concentration in the process of yoga. This is a very important aspect. Baba has said that this is the time of experiencing volcanic yoga. Really powerful yoga. Really powerful meditation, powerful remembrance. But for that, we need to develop the power of concentration. Many souls, they are having complaint. When we are sitting in yoga, our mind is wandering here and there. We are not really able to maintain concentration in this process of yoga. But I would like to tell you one secret. If you would like to improve your concentration power, first of all, increase the soul conscious stage. When we are having the awareness of body, our mind and intellect is wandering here in this bodily world, bodily being, bodily things. The moment we are considering ourselves as a point, we experience introvertness and our mind is not distracting. And after that, focus the eye of our intellect on Baba, Supreme Being. Visualize Baba very clearly. Suppose if your intellect is distracting, check it and change it. Put it on Baba. As much your checking power and changing power will increase, that much your concentration power will increase. Because our mind and intellect, they were out of control for 2500 years. That is why we need to control them. We need to rule them properly. That is why we must develop checking power and changing power. Then automatically our concentration power is increasing. Must not be one single percent distraction in that process of yoga. Then only you can experience volcanic yoga. Very simple example. For proving this, I have a piece of paper. I want to burn this piece of paper in sunlight. In India, in May month, lot of sunlight is there, very hot sunlight is there. I put that piece of paper 10 days in sunlight, but it's not burned. I don't have time. What can I do? If I want to burn that piece of paper, I must take the help of magnifying lens. I must hold that magnifying lens on that piece of paper in sunlight. When the sunlight will pass through that lens, magnifying lens, then automatically that rays become laser rays, and that powerful rays is concentrating on one point, and that will create tremendous physical energy, and that physical energy is turning in the fire, and because of that fire, that piece of paper is burning away within no time. In the same way, we must visualize Baba, Son of Knowledge Baba. When we are visualizing Baba, the rays of powers are passing through the lens of the eye of intellect, and that rays are becoming laser rays, powerful rays, and that powerful rays are falling on a point of light, then create tremendous spiritual energy, and that tremendous spiritual energy is turning in a yoga fire, and in that yoga fire, our past sins are burning away within no time. Our hardened samskars of 63 births are melting away. In the same way, we must keep on developing concentration power. When we are sitting for Amrit Vela Yoga, sit with full determination. Today, I want to have powerful meditation, powerful yoga experience. If you sit with that determination, definitely you will get success. Because Baba has said that success is a shadow of determination. How it works? Because as much we are having determination, that much the treasure of time and treasure of thoughts, we are focusing on that particular object, and because of that we are getting very good success in that particular task. That is why while having sitting yoga in morning or evening yoga, we must sit with the determination, I want to have powerful remembrance anyhow. And definitely you would have that experience. Understand? Now, we are having morning yoga, evening yoga. We are receiving little bit power from Baba, from the source, powerhouse Baba. But throughout the day, we are having so many thoughts for the self, for the service. And because of that, we are using that energy, we are losing that energy also. But now, we must remember three words. How much is my earning? How much is my spending? And how much is my saving? This is the time of saving treasures. That is why my earning must be maximum. My spending must be minimum. Then automatically my saving would be maximum. Because we have to save the treasures, many treasures for the whole cycle, whole kalpa, for the self, for the others. That is why this is the time of saving the treasures. And for that, we really need to have powerful meditation, powerful yoga. Because we have to do lots of service through the mind. Very soon, we are observing the situation of this world is becoming more and more critical. And that is why, in future, soon, we have to do lots of service through the mind. And if you would like to do successfully service through the mind, for that, we need to have lots of collection of power, spiritual powers. Then only we would be able to do that service. Dadi Janki Ji was doing service to the mind one day at Amrit Vela, and on that day evening Bab Dada come and Baba mentioned in Murli, today morning at Amrit Vela, Dadi Janki Ji was giving sakas to the Pakistan country. Means why the seniors, they were doing successful Mansa Seva? Because the tool of doing Mansa Seva was very powerful and they were having lots of collection of powers. In the same way, we would be successful for doing service to the mind, then only when we would have lots of collection of powers and very good stage of purity. We need these two things. Very good stage of purity and very good stage of yoga remembrance. Then only we would be able to give sakas. We have done lots of service through the action, lots of service through the words. Now we have to do lots of service through the mind, through the vibration. That is why the need of this hour is having powerful meditation, powerful remembrance. Understand? Now, let us have powerful meditation, powerful remembrance for 15 minutes. Sit upright. Om Shanti. As I sit here, I use the eye of my intellect to visualize clearly and deeply in the center of my forehead that I am a very tiny and shining point of divine light. I the soul is a living star. It's a sparkling star. It's a wonderful star. Is a radiant star, radiating divine light all around me. Experiencing wonderful aura of divine light surrounding me. My true existence in this world is a tiny and shining point of divine light. This body is just my kocham, just my vehicle, just my instrument. I am a pure light, spreading the light of purity. Experiencing wonderful crown of purity. Around my head, how fortunate am I? I am visualizing and experiencing my true form, divine form, incorporeal form. I, the soul point of light, is getting detached from this bodily instrument and sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect. And flying upwards, flying beyond this world globe, flying far and far beyond the sun. The moon and the stars. Oh, I arrived at a subtle region where everywhere there is a snow white divine birth, divine light, snow white, bright divine light. I, the soul point of light, adopt the dress of divine light, the dress of an angel. How beautiful is this dress? Oh, the emperor of angels. My sweet Brahma Baba. Is in front of me in his perfect angelic form. My sweetest Shiva Baba is also present in him. Bab Dada gives me love field drishti. I the angel enjoying Baba's wonderful drishti. I, the angel, become lost in Baba's arm. Experiencing supreme bliss. Tears of love are visible in Baba's eyes. Oh, my sweet child, I am extremely happy that I found my long lost child after 5,000 years. Truly, I am very happy. My lovely child, most welcome in this angelic world. And experience any relationship with me as you wish. Baba tells me that, experience me as your father. Be a small child, sit in my lap, play in my lap. And become my obedient child and experience true fatherly love from me. Baba is my supreme teacher. I never ever dreamed that the God himself can teach me through corporeal form. Never. Every day he is coming from far the land and teaching me through Brahma Baba's medium. Through Murli, he is decorating me with the sweet teachings. He He is filling the apron of my intellect with invaluable jewels of knowledge. My intellect is becoming divine and far sighted. He tells me that, experience me as your supreme preceptor. I receive lots of powers through his blissful drishti. I experience his hand of blessing over my head constantly. How fortunate am I? By experiencing different relationship with God, I am filling my heart with true godly love. I, the soul point of light, is living the dress of an angel and flying, sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect and flying upwards. Oh, I arrived at a soul world. Where everywhere there is a golden raid. Divine light. It is a world of infinite peace. How beautiful is this, my true home, my sweet home. Oh, extremely beautiful form of Shiv Baba is in front of me. Is most beautiful being in this world. I am visualizing Baba's beautiful form with the eye of my intellect. Baba becomes the light of my eyes. He is a son of knowledge. He is unlimited source of spiritual energy. I, the soul, is receiving the shower of extremely powerful rays over me constantly. I am receiving and receiving tremendous power from the source of spiritual energy, Baba. And in the fire of yoga, my sins are burning away within no time. I feel very light and happy. How beautiful experience is this of powerful remembrance, powerful yoga. in this huge soul world. I, the soul, point of light, is enjoying the beautiful meeting with the Supreme Light, Shiva Baba. I, the soul, filled with powers, is sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect and flying towards the corporeal world via subtle world, and sitting in this bodily home in the center of my forehead. I am a powerful soul, master, almighty soul, radiating living waves of powers in this atmosphere and charging this atmosphere. On my forehead, the sparkling star is sparkling. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.